Hi, this is Laura Wilson, and I'm talking with Sherilyn Kenyon about her latest book, Devil May Cry. Sherilyn, I know I've read about you that you majored in medieval history, and I want to get a sense of, you know, your books focus on immortals and obviously mythologies and ideas from the past. Is this a long-time fascination? Does it come from your studies, or just tell me a bit about that?
It's my ever endeavor to prove to my father that my money wasn't wasted on college. It basically started, I think, at birth. My mother had that weird 70s Spanish armada thing all throughout the house. We had suits of armor and swords and, you know, everything. And interestingly enough, Jack, my assistant, was at my house going, you know, I'm reminiscing of this early 70s look. And I'm like, no, it's medieval, Jack. It's not the Spanish Armada look. My house is different from my mother's, I swear. I don't have velvet on the walls. I was always fascinated. I'd walk through the house, you know, when my mother wasn't home, and I'd pick the swords up and hit at the lamp, which I didn't break it. I don't know what she was talking about. That was my brother. it was a lifetime fascination with anything antiquated.
It seems to me that, you know, obviously there's all this mythology running through your books. Did you learn that on your own, or was it something you studied as well?
Both. I learned a lot of it very, very early on. My grandfather used to actually tell me Greek mythology stories, and especially things like Hercules and Perseus, I was just thrilled by them. They just seemed so larger than life. And by the time I was in seventh grade, I had determined I was going to create my own pantheon so that I could be the supreme god of my universe.
Wow. And you are.
In a weird way. Sometimes, they take control, and it's very frustrating.
Of your characters, are there favorites? Are there ones that you really love to write about, especially?
My characters are like my children. I love you sometimes, and sometimes I just want to put you in the corner and tie you there. They're all my favorite, even the ones that are really, really evil. And other times they just make me crazy because they will not listen.
So their stories, obviously, for you are taking on lives of their own, and you can't rein them in?
Absolutely. I never know what's going to come out of their mouths. And sometimes I'm horrified. Other times I'm like, ooh, that's good. Wow, where'd that come from? I don't know, but let's go with it. Yesterday I finished up a book, and I had a completely different ending in mind for it, and I was completely taken aback by how it ended. I didn't know it was going to do that.
I'm always fascinated when I hear from writers that their characters take on lives of their own. Are you constantly thinking about them? Are they talking in your head?
Oh, yeah. Usually when they shouldn't be. My husband finds it really hard to have a conversation some days, especially if I'm been writing and I stop for lunch or something, and he's trying to talk to me. I'm like, what? I'm sorry, I'm listening to them, huh?
Wow. I'm curious, when you hear, I don't know if you've listened, and if you haven't, just tell me, but when you hear an actor reading the lines, what is that experience like for you?
So it's a whole day. And although I love audiobooks and I love to hear other people's stuff read aloud, when I hear my own, it's like standing naked, and it's very strange.
Tell me, dear, I know you have a lot of interaction with your fans, and your fans have very much have favorite characters. What do you find their favorites are?
I'm sometimes surprised. I mean, you know, we have the main characters that they all love, like Simmy and Ash. But, you know, sometimes there's secondary characters that they fall in love with. And you're like, wow, he wasn't really in there very long to have such a devout following. Fury comes to mind. They adore Fury, and he was just a secondary character. And so those are always neat to see.
And when that happens, are you at all prompted to take a secondary character and make him bigger?
Not really. I mean, I know what I want to do with the series, and, you know, it's neat when they do that, but if there's not a story there, there's not a story there. So some secondary characters, even though they may, like Ash in the first couple of books, well, in the first book, was very much in the background, but I knew from the very beginning he was going to have his own story.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
To hear more of my interview with Sherilyn Kenyon, go to www.audiorenaissance.com.